morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi Aleph. We are beginning a new parak, the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos today. Today's share is sponsored by Adina and Jeremy Herskowitz in honor of the yahrzeit of Adina's grandfather, Izzy Popowitz Yitzchak Yeruchim Fishel Ben Moshe, Alav Hashalom and Hashem Shav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and is also sponsored by the Bruckheimer Family Fund in Hakaras HaTov for our daf Yomi Shurim, and in loving memory of Hindel Bas Eliakim HaKohen, Alav Hashalom and Hashem Shav and Aliyah. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as we said, at the very beginning of the perek. The Meiri in the Hakdama to this perek writes that this perek is going, he just observes that this perek is going to talk about, is going to continue discussing the shear of Hotza'ah. But even though we've discussed that there's a different shear for different items, our perek is going to focus on those items or those situations where a person is chayef for Hotza'ah even on a kol shehu. And once it's talking about that, it's going to discuss other issues relating to the Malacha of Hotza'ah, that sometimes a person is chayiv and sometimes a person is potter, either based on the place that you are bringing the item to or the way in which you are bringing the item out. And then it's going to talk about situations of chayiv and patur when it comes to the Malacha of being tolesh an item. So those are the agenda for the perek. First, today though, we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to talk about when you're chayiv for Hotza'ah even on a kol shehu. And the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if you change your mind on the purpose of the Hotza'ah after the Akira before the Anacha, or what if something else changes after the Akira before the Anacha? What if the item swells and it gets bigger and now it reaches a shear, or it shrivels, it shrinks, and now it becomes less than a shear? So what happens if something changes somewhere in the middle? Then the Gemara is going to talk about a case where a person throws a kezayis of truma into a house that is tameh. So the Gemara says mahu, and then the Gemara has to figure out, what are we talking about? Are you talking about Hotza'ah Shabbos? Are you talking about Dine Tuma? What exactly is that Shaila even about? So that's going to be on the bottom of Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to give two examples of half Hotza'ah, where a person does part of the Malacha, but not the Malacha in its entirety. That's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of the status of an Iskufa, the threshold of the house, or the area right in front of the threshold of the house. Is that a Rosh HaYachron and Daraisa level, Rosh HaSarabim and Daraisa level, something else? And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether contents of a kli are considered to be a single item, even though there are many different contents of the kli, there are many different items in the kli. So let's say you move a kli halfway out of your house. So, but there are certain items that are entirely out of your house. There are items that are in that kli that are entirely out of your house. Do we say, nah, the kli is halfway in your house? So we look at the whole kli as a unit. That's what the sugya that we call eged kli. Shmei eged or eged kli, lav shmei eged. Are all the contents of a kli considered to be a single item? Or do we say, no, eged kli is lav shmei eged? That is the sugya that goes into tomorrow's daf already. So let's begin, beginning of the parashah here at the Mishnah on Daf Tzad Yom Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hamatznia Lezera, or Ledugma, a person is meant to put something away in order to, with the intent of planting it later, or he puts it away to use it as a sample to show the items that he's selling, Ulerfua, or he puts something away to use it for Refua later on, Votzio B'Shabbos, and then he carries it out from Rosh Hashiach to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, Chay, B'Kolshu, he's Chayiv even with a Shir Kolshu, even though it's not the shear that other people would be chayiv on, because he was matznia, he was megaladas, that this is considered to be something that he thinks is very chashuv, and therefore he's chayiv on a kol shehu. The Rashba points out that that's only if he's matznia lezera, ledugma, lerefua, where there's a chashivus b'kol shehu, and it's only bistam, a person is not machshuv to use it for that purpose. But if a person is matznia, a food item la'achila, in pachos mikigrogros, even though he's saying, obviously, that he considers a pachas mikgrogros choshev enough to put away, right? Sometimes you have a very small amount of food, and you'll still put it away. There's just like that little bit of milk left at the end of the container. Do you put it back? Do you not put it? So you put it back in the fridge, even though it's just a tiny amount of milk. So maybe pachas mikashir, but that you're not going to be chayav anotza halacha on that, because if you're using for achila, the shear is going to be hegrogros. It's dafka where you're putting it away, the Rashba points out, for these purposes, where when you're using it for these purposes, it's normal to be machshiv, a smaller shear, when you're using it for these purposes. So that be, it's just that most people don't use it for these purposes. So once you have in mind that you want to use it, ledugma, you want to use it, lerefuah, so now you're going to be chayiv in that shear. But v'kala adam ein chayiv alav elek shiro. But anybody else who's motzi, the item that you put away, is not going to be chayiv when it's pachas mikashir, because for them, they didn't put it away ledugma, lerefuah, or lezera. They, for them, it's just a meichel, and if it's a meichel, it's only chayiv v'shir grogris, so they're not going to be chayiv for being motzi it. So the Mishnah discusses a situation when the matzniya is going to be chayiv on something that he was on being motzi, something that is matzniya, but only when it's kashir. So chazar v'ichniso, the case is as follows: if after he was motzi it lizria, he then brings it back inside. So what do you see by him bringing it back inside? He changed his mind. He's obviously not using it lizria anymore. So he's machnis from the rishus harab back into the rishus yachid. Say einu chayiv. He's not going to be chayiv on that act of hachnasa. And even if he goes back and takes it out again, elikashiro, he's only going to be chayiv if he takes if he brings it in and takes out the proper shear of it. Because since he brought it back in, he was mevatel his original machshava to use it lizera ledugma lerefua, and now it's just a regular food. So now he's only going to be chayiv if it's a shear kigrogros. If it's pachas mikigrogros, he's not going to be chayiv. So now the Gemara asks on the lashon of the first din of the Mishnah. Lamidli the Mishni hamatznia listni hamotzi lizera ledugma lerefua chayiv b'kol shu. Strange way for the Mishnah to say the halacha. Meaning the point is over here that he decided that he wants to use it for zera, for dugma, for refua. Who cares whether he puts it away in advance to use for zera, dugma, refua? The point is that he's carrying it out in order to plant it, in order to use it as a sample, in order to use it for refua. Why do you have to emphasize that he first puts it away for that purpose? So Rabbi Hachab Mayaskina, Rabbi said, no, over here the Mishnah is talking about really, if you're machshav something and you're motzi it even b'kol shu, even if you were never matzniya it, you never put it away, of course you're going to be chayiv. Over here, the Mishnah that's mechayiv motzi kol shu only if you're matzniya it first is a specific case. Kigon she'etzniu v'shachach lemahetzniu. Now the Mishnah is saying a bigger chiddush. The person put it away, he doesn't remember why he put it away. He has totally forgotten. V'hashta, now when he's being motzi it, he's not thinking about zera, dugma, or afua. So come up, stama, he's just taking it out stam. And the chiddush over here is, I might have thought, ma'u detema, betule batal machshava, so his machshava to use it, lezera, ledugma, lerefua, is now batal, because he doesn't even remember why he's carrying it out, he doesn't even remember what he intended to use it for, and therefore he should be potter, because it's pachos mikashir, it's pachos mikrogros, so kamash mulan, kala osa, al das rishonu osa. No, that's why it says a chiddush, that whenever someone does something, we always assume al das rishona, that if a person had kavana for something specific at the beginning and now he's just stam, now he's as kavana is it doesn't exist one way or the other, so then we assume that the initial kavana carries through. We assume this in other areas of halacha as well. If a person needs to do something lishma, right, so he starts poskim say when it comes to making tzitzis, tying the tzitzis lishma, so kesher elyon, he does that, he has kavana lishma, so he could tie tzitzis all day, and we always assume if he's doing it stam, we assume you rely on the lishma that he had at the beginning, that the original kavana one has carries through until he changes his mind, until he specifically stops having that kavana. So that's the great chiddush of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel comments, Mechayev Hayir Rameir Af Motzi Chita Achas Lezria. Rameir would say, you're chayev even if you carry out a single stalk of wheat for the purpose of Zria. So Pshita Kol Shu Tanan. Of course, that's what Kol Shu means. Rameir is the one that's the author of our Mishnah. So why does what's Shmuel coming along and teaching us that, oh, Rabbi Meir, the author of our Mishnah, who said kol shu, you know what he means? He actually means a kol shu. Of course he actually means a kol shu. So ma'od detema kol shu lafuke migrogeres uliyol amadika kazayis. No, it's not so pashut. I might have thought kol shu just means pachos mikashir, but it still has to be some minimal size. I might have thought it's at least got to be a kazayis. So kamash mulan, that's what Shmuel is telling me, that even mamish a kol shu, even if it's pachos, even if it's pachos mikazayis, where do we ever find that a kol kolshu means some minimal shear, that it doesn't just mean literally a kolshu. So the Ritva points out, you find such a precedent. The Mishnah Maseches Chulin and Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph tells us that chamish rechelos are gozizos kolshein chayavos bereshis hagez. That if you have a geziza of a kolshu, if you have shearings of a kolshu from five different sheep, you're already chayiv in reshis hagez. So the Gemara says, yeah, what does kolshu mean? Mana upras. It actually gives a number to the kolshu. It's just less than it would normally be, but it's a mana upras. So that's why that's what the Ritva points out, that it wouldn't be unprecedented to say that a kolshu means some specific amount, just less than you would have thought. So that's the chiddush over here, that kolshu means literally a kolshu. Maskevler v'yisgbred Rav Yehuda elemeata. If the Mishnah is making the shear completely dependent on what this guy wants, and once this guy was had a machshava to use the item for a tinier amount, for something that only needs a smaller amount of smaller shear, so you're going to be chayiv. Does that work in the other direction also? Does that work l'kula also? Chishiv lahotzi kol beiso hachanami dal mechayiv ad-mapik l'kulei? Should we say if a guy has a machshava that he's going to be motzi every item from his house, he's only going to be chayiv if he takes out every single item from his house, and if he takes out little by little, now he's going to be pater because he's taken out less than what he intended, even though he's taking out way more than a shear of grogros at a time. But in his mind, it's not what he intended to do. So would we go even in such a direction? Says Mar, no. Hasam batal daito etzel kol adam. Over there, we would say everyone else thinks the items that you're carrying out right now are chashuv. He's carrying out a whole box full of food, so everyone else would say that's chashuv. So just because you had machshava to take out everything from your house, we're going to say it's and you wouldn't be machshiv a single box. So we're not going to. We're not going to say that it's not chashuv to you, and therefore it's pater. No, batal daito etzel das kol adam. Rabbi Kiveger wonders over here what the hava mean is. Meaning, in this case, you're motzi only part of the food at a time. Meaning, in the case, yeah, you have machshava to remove all the items from your house, and then what did you do? You took out item by item. You took out little by little. So obviously, you were chozer from your original machshava, and you are now machshiv even some of the items of your house by being motzi some of them at a time, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So what's the raya to being matzniya zera and being motzi the zera that you were matzniya, that you had originally put away, and you're actually carrying out that amount? So the Rebbe Kiveger writes that the Gemara should have asked from a case where you're machshiv to be zorea garinim with a shear no less than a grogros, and then you're motzi pachsmit grogros shalol zria just stam. So we should have said that you're not chayiv in such a case, because originally you only had a machshava to be zoreya, a shear of a grogros. That would have been the better parallel. So Rabbi Kiveger ends off tzorichi in gadol. He doesn't know. He leaves it as a tzorichi in gadol. How you could answer such a question? Why it is that the Gemara even thinks to have such a comparison over here? Obviously, if you're taking out less than the entirety of your house, so obviously you're going to be chayiv, because obviously you've changed your mind. Okay. Next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that everybody else who carries the item that you were matznia, lizria or ledugma, or lerefuah, anyone else who carries it out is only going to be chayiv if they're motzi kashir. So the Mishnah clearly tells us that if one person is matznia something with pachas mikashir, he's the only one that's going to be chayiv in pachas mikashir. So matznisin delok Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Our Mishnah is assuming clearly against Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. D'tanya kalam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kol she'enu kasha latznia. Any item that's not ra'oi to be matznia, meaning it's not of high enough quality to put away, v'she'en matznin kamo, or it's something that's not enough quantity to put away, it's pachas mikashir v'huchshal azeh, but this guy thinks that it is worthwhile to save, v'hitznio, so he saves it, u'ba'acher v'hotzi, and then another person who was not machshiv this item comes and carries it. The guy who carries it is chayiv because the guy who put it away was machshiv that item, even though the guy who's carrying it is not machshiv the item. So that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar shita, clearly against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah held that for the fellow who thought that this was a davar chashiv, he's going to be chayiv. But for anyone else who was not machshiv it, they would be pater. Okay, now another halacha as far as the shir hotza relating to the machshava of the motzi. Amar Rav Nachman, hotzi kur gugeris la'achila. If a person takes takes out a shear of food that's ra'ui lizriya, but in a shear of grogeres, and he takes it out la'achila, he takes it out to eat it. And then before he put it down in Rosh Hashanah, meaning, again, the amount of food that you're chayiv rotz on is a grogeres. The amount of food that you're chayiv, if you plan on being zoreya, could be even a kolshu, could be even less, if you're makshavit for zriya. Case over here is, he takes out a full grogeres, but he plans on using it lizriya. So Amrav Nachosi Kugaris, he does it la'achila, and then nimlachalel lizriya. Originally, he carries it out la'achila, which is the sheer grogeres, so he'd be chayiv. But then he changes his mind. He says, you know what? I want to be zoreya this. Inami lizriya, or he originally carries it out thinking that he wants to be zoreya, and then nimlachalel la'achila, and then he changes his mind. He says, you know what? I want to eat it instead. So chayiv. He's going to be chayiv achatos in either of those cases. Says Gemara, pshita, zil the case of here we're talking about is he takes out a full shear grogeres. So even if his plan is to use it la'achila, it's a full shear. For sure, if his plan is to use it lizriya, it's a full shear, because lizriya, even a kol shehu, he'd be chayiv. So why does it matter that he changed his mind somewhere in between to use it la'achila, from using it la'achila to use it lizriya, or vice versa? Either way, he's going to be chayiv. The Rashba points out that the kasha on its own is not like the biggest kasha. The Gemara very often, when it sets up a question that it wants to ask, we'll start with something poshut. We'll say, okay, here's what we accept for sure, right? This everyone agrees to, and then we'll move on from there. But nevertheless, the Gemara asks that, isn't this poshut? Because the Gemara has something to answer. The Gemara wants to tell us that it's not as poshut as you think. You might think that the person needs to have the same plans at the time of the Akira as at the time of the Anacha, because the Akira and the Anacha combine to make a single act of Hotza'ah. So Kamash Milan, that's what Rav Nachman is telling me, that that's not so. That even if a person changes his mind as to what his intent is, somewhere in the middle, he's still going to be Chayiv, as long as either intent would have been enough to be Mechayiv him. So Bai Rava, so here's Rava's real Shaila. Hotzi Chatzi Grogeres, Rava's going to have three real Shaila. Hotzi Chatzi Grogeres Lizriya, what if a person carries out a half of a Grogeres with the intent of being Zoreya, and then Vitavcha, it swells up after he's carrying it, and before he does the anacha, he decides he wants to use it for achila. But now it's actually a shear of achila. Now it's actually a grogeres because it's already swollen. So Mao, what's the din? So that's shaila number one. Meaning at the time that he started the akira, it would not have been a shear that's roi for achila. But he wasn't thinking about using it for achila at that time. He only wanted to use it for zriya at the time. So it was big enough for what he intended at that time. It just wasn't big enough for what he ultimately would intend. But by the time he does intend to use it for achila, it actually became big enough. So Mao, what's the din? And im tim tzolomer, and if you want to say that hasam hu demechayev, that in the case that this is different than the case of Rav Nachman, that even though the akira and the anacha were not exactly with the same machshava, it's dafka over there that you're going to be chayev to zil hachi kashira v'zil hachi kashira, because if you follow his original machshava, or if you follow a second makshava, they both have a shear of hotzah that would have been mechayiv him based on the second makshava, because he was motzi grogeres that was ra'ui even la'achila, even according to his second makshava. But hacha, now that Rava has changed the case a little bit, so kivin to be in the da'afka lo'ava be'shir achila, maybe you're going to say that since at the time that he did the akira, it was not yet a shear of achila lo mechayiv, maybe you should not be chayiv for doing that hanacha l'shem achila. Odama kivin di l'vishtek v'locha shavalei Mechayev HaMachshav Dizriya Hashnami Mechayev. Or maybe you should say that, look, if he would not have changed his mind, his original Machshava would have been good enough to be Mechayev him, had he not changed his mind. So now also he should not be Chayev his original Machshava rather would have been enough to be Mechayev him had he not changed his mind, because it was a proper Shir Lizriya. So now also that he changed his mind, and when he puts it down, it's already a proper Shir La'achila anyway, maybe he's going to be chayiv. Ve'im timtzelomer, and if you want to say kivin di luishtik v'lochashav alei mechayiv amachshav dezriya, that he's going to be chayiv in such a case, you want to be poshet the suffix of Rava and say that he'd be chayiv because had he not changed his mind, he would have been chayiv on the machshav of zriya. Sashtinami mechayiv. So over here also that he did change his mind to achila, he should still be chayiv. So what if we change the case a little bit in the opposite direction? Hotzi kegrogeres la'achila. He intends to, he carries out something that has a shear of grogeres with the intent for achila, and then vitsamka, and before he puts it down, it shrivels up, it becomes less than a grogeres, v'nimlach alel zriya, and then he changes his mind and he decides instead to use it for zriya. So mahu, now what's the din? So hacha vada ki yishta kamachshava kamaisa lo mechayiv. Now over here, if he would have left it at the original machshava and never had intent for zriya, just left it as a machshava, he never would have been chayiv, because by the time he did the anacha, it was pachs mikshir for achila. Oh, Dilma bas Rasha zinim chayiv. Or do we say, no, look, at the time of Akira, he had a shear for what he intended to do. At the time of the anacha, he had a shear for what he intended to do. So good, so he's going to be chayiv the whole time. So that's the shayla of Rava. And now a third shayla, v'im tim salomer. And if you want to be poshate that previous shayla and say, basar hasha zinim chayiv, that since at the time of the Akira and at the time of the anacha, at any given time in the process, he was carrying a shear for that would have been mechayiv him for what he was intending to do at that time. What if you change it a little bit more? Hotzi krogeres laachila vitsamka. He carries the krogeres out with the intent to use it for achila, and then it shrivels, but v'chazr v'tavcha, and then somehow it re-swells again. So mao, what's the din? Yesh dichoy linyan Shabbos, or ain't dichoy linyan Shabbos? Meaning his intent the entire time was la'achila, and you need a shir krogeres la'achila, and at the time of the Akira there was a shir la'achila, at the time of the Hanacha there was a shir la'achila, but somewhere in the middle, it went below that threshold of a shir la'achila. Ooh, so now what's the din as far as, do we assume that since in the middle, it was not ra'ui for the malacha, it was not a proper shir for the malacha, we say it's nidche, hold the nidche, once it becomes, once it's not ra'ui for to be chayiv, so it can't come back, it can't, you're not going to be chayiv unless it's made from beginning to end the proper shear, or do we say there's no such thing as dichoy linyan Shabbos, that since by the time you finished the malacha, it was back to the proper shear, so maybe you're going to be chayiv. Tosfos points out that Tosfos raises the kasha that it sounds that in the previous suffix where it did not go back and re-swell, that if we say you would follow the second machshava to zriya, you'd be chayiv, so then we shouldn't have a suffix if yesh dichoy linyan Shabbos so low, meaning that in the previous suffix there's not a shayla about dichoy. So Tos says, well, why not? As soon as it shrivels, it's nidches from that malacha. Why does it matter that you then had a machshava to be zareya? So Tos says that it's dafka, if it's tzamka, it's nidcha, both from the shear, the first shear, and the both from the shear of the beginning of the malacha and the shear of the end of the malacha, only then is it a shayla of dichoy. But if the shriveling up would only possibly it from the shear of the beginning of your malacha, but not from the shear of the end of the malacha, then it wouldn't be a shayla of dichoy at all. That's the issue of dichoy. Dichoy is that what happened in the middle would have made it pachus mikashir from both the beginning, the akira, and from the Hanacha. That's what the Gemara says, Teku. The Gemara leaves that unresolved. Normally, when you have a series of Imtim Tzolomers and Tekus, we normally paskin like the Imtim Tzolomers, meaning if it says, is it A or is it B? And if it's B, is it C or is it D? So normally that means we paskin like B. So even if you don't come to a conclusion on C or D, it means that we paskin like B. Barmine Rav Merav Nachman, Zara Kazayas Truma Labayas Tame Mahu. So a very vague case. You throw a Kazayas of Truma into a Tameh house, so what's the din? What do you mean, what's the din? As far as what halacha, what are we talking about? Lamai, Ilin Yin Shabbos, if we're talking about whether you're chayiv for being Zorik from Rosh Hashanah Rabin to Rosh Hashanah Yachon and Shabbos, and Rava wants to know, oh, is Zrika also considered achnasa, or is only when you carry it? So, Krogeris be'inan, the shear would be a Krogeris, it wouldn't be a Kazayas. So, that's the Gemara's whole problem. Tosfos points out, the Gemara could have asked, there are so many unnecessary details in the case, if that's the whole Shaila. If the whole Shaila is, are you chayiv and zrika and shabbos? Who cares that it's a bayis tamei? Who cares that it's truma? All of these things are totally unnecessary details if the inyan is about Shabbos. So that's not really something to take seriously, that possibility that it's only about Shabbos. The ilinyan tuma, and if the suffix is about tuma, whether kazayis is able to be metame other things or not, that the truma has now become tamei enough with tumas ochlin, that it's able to be metame other things, well, kabetz ochlin be'in. inan. In order for his truma, for something to be tame as tumas ochlin, the shear that it needs to be is a kibetza, not a kazayis. This is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what that means, that the shear of tumas ochlin is be kibetza. Rashi, Maseches Pesachim, and Avlam Gimelam Beis, says that any food, even bekolshu, can become tame. Even less than a kibetza can become tame. But to transmit tuma to something else, that's where it needs to be a kibetza. Tosfos, however, says no, that mina Torah, a food cannot even be mekabel tumah with less than a shir kibetza. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara Shaila might even be that if Rava's suffik is as far as tumah, food cannot even become tami pupachs mi kibetza, so it wouldn't make sense to have the Shaila about a kazayis. The way Rashi learns it is, if your suffik is about transmitting tumah, it wouldn't make sense if it's pachos mi kibetza. But if it were about actually receiving the tumah, then yeah, even pachos mi kibetza, even with the kazayis, would be enough to actually receive tumah. So that's machlokes Rashi tells. But anyway, so says Gemara, liolam linyan Shabbos. Really, our shaila is a Shabbos related shaila. What did we say? You need a shir grogeris, and grogeris is shtei kibetzim. It's shtei kazayisim. It's twice as big as a kazayis. So of course you're going to be potter. No, kagon diika pachos mikabetza ochlin. No, let's assume that in the house there already is a pachos mikabetza of food, v'hai mashlima l'kabetza. And when you combine it with the food that you're throwing into the house, now all told it's going to be a kibetza, and there's a dead body in the house, so now the food is going to become tamei from the house because now you have an actual kibetza worth of food. Do we say from the fact that it's mitzarif, the food you're throwing in is mitzarif with the food that's already in the house with regard to dinim of tuma, mechayv nami lini Shabbos, you can be chayv as far as Shabbos is concerned as well, even though what you actually threw in was not a shir chashuv as far as Shabbos is concerned, but we're going to say that since this was a halachically significant amount in some other area of halacha, that gives it chashivus, and therefore becomes a halachically significant amount for hotzal Shabbos as well. So you mechayv nami lini Shabbos, odilma, for Shabbos, the shear is always a grogeris, and nothing's going to change it. You have such a similar concept when it comes to Maseches Sukkah, that there are certain halachos of defanos, what counts as a wall for Erevin, and other halachos of what counts as a wall for Sukkah. So the Gemara has such a discussion. Do we assume that something that's migo, that it's a wall, linyan Shabbos, so it becomes a halachic wall, linyan Sukkah as well, even though normally for Dinei Sukkah, it would not be a halachic wall. Tzuras HaPesach, well, we call an Erev, but Tzuras HaPesach is a perfectly valid mechitza almost perfectly valid mechitza for Shabbos. So do you say that that's going to be a perfectly valid mechitza when it comes to Erevin as well, when it comes to Sukkah as well? So over here also we're suggesting that when it comes to viewing this as a Davar Chashuv, well, it is Chashuv. It's Chashuv enough that it's going to affect all Dinei Tumah. That you're gonna be mechayev a kohen who eats this truma because it's now tamei. So therefore it should have chashivas for Shabbos as well, for otzal Shabbos as well, or not. So Amalei, sort of Nachman said back to Rava Tanisua, we already have a brisa that deals with this. Abshalom shtei alechem lechem apanim. When it comes to the karbaros of shtei alechem lechem apanim, two unique types of karbon mincha, shiuran kagrogeres. The shir to mechayev for being motzi them chutz l'migdash is going to be on Shabbos from the Migdash, rather, the shear of Hotzah on Shabbos, if you take him out of the Migdash, is a shear Krogeris. But if you're going to say that anytime there's halachic significance to less than the shear Krogeris, so that becomes the shear for Hotzah on Shabbos also, am I? Lema midalin in Yotzei, but Kazayis, lin Shabbos nami bekazayis. As far as the psul of Yotzei, of carrying it outside, chutz l'mechitzasim, taking it outside of the Migdash, you're chayiv even if you take a Kazayis of these items. So maybe as far as Shabbos is concerned, you should also be chayiv even on Kazayis. So from the fact that Abishol doesn't say that, he says that the shear of Hotzal Shabbos is still a grogeres, so you see that we're not machshiv pachos mikashir for Melecha Shabbos, because just because we're machshiv it for some other iser. So says Mar Hachi Hashta, wait, that's not a fair comparison. You can't compare this shei alechem and lechem apanim, because hasami the afke chutz l'chomas hazara ifsa lebi yotzei. When it comes to the psul yotzei, As soon as you take it outside of the Azara, it's already a psul yotze, but you have not yet carried it out into Urshus Harabim. A Shabbos lo mechayiv, adamapikle l'Urshus Harabim. You're not chayiv for Otzal Shabbos till you carry it further, till you get it outside of the Urshus Harabim. So it's not this act of Otza'ah, that of bringing it to the Urshus Harabim, that has halachic significance for the psul yotze. The psul yotze is already done by the time you're getting it near the Urshus Harabim. So the act of Otza'ah's Shabbos that you're doing has no halachic significance in the area of psul yotze. But Shabbos v'tuma b'hadei adadika asyon. But over here we're talking about where Shabbos and tuma come exactly at the same time. You were zorek into the house that had tuma inside of it. That's so by when it landed in that house, it became tameh, and you became chayiv for Shabbos. So that all came at the same time, and that's why Rav has such a suffik. Since this single act of Zrika, where it would have been mechayev you for, would have had an impact, a halachic impact in dinei tumah v'tahara. So maybe we should say that you're chayev for Otzal Shabbos with this act of Zrika. So that's why it was a real shaila. Okay, chazav v'chniso in chayev ela kishiuro. We then said in the Mishnah that if you bring the item back in, clearly indicating that you no longer want to use it lizrawa or ledugma or lerefua, so then you're not going to be chayev if it's pachus mikashir of ochel. So pshita. Isn't that obvious? Now it's no longer a shear of ochel, and you're using it for ochel. So I'm Rabbi Hachamei Askinan Kigon Shazrakol LaOtzar. Now the case is you didn't actually explicitly change your mind and say, "No, I no longer want to use it for refuah or for dugma or for zriya." Now you threw it into an otzar of peros where all the other peros there are meant laachila, and that was the action that you did that showed that you're being mevatel your original machshava. But umakoma nikar, it didn't quite get mixed in with all the other food that's in that otzar, so it's still sort of distinct. So even though it's in a location where everything else in that location is food, but over, you can still recognize that this is something that's separate. So ma'ad teima kivin de makom haniker b'milsa kamaisa kai. I might think that since it's makom haniker, it's clearly something that you didn't change your mind, and it's still intended to be used lizriya ledugmor lerefua. So kamash mlon mitzarke laotzar betuli batle. So kamash mlon that based on the location that you threw it into, based on the fact that you put it in together with all your other food, that we assume that you were that you changed your mind and now you want to use it as a regular food. That's how Rashi understands the back and forth of the Gemara over here. The Ritva has a different interpretation of the Gemara. He understands, he quotes his Rebbe, that we're talking about where you did change your mind from your original machshava to be matzniya lizriya, and that's why you threw it into the otzer, but you wanted it to be makomo nikar so that you're leaving the possibility open to change your mind again. And that's the shaila. Is that called that you changed your mind when you didn't burn your bridges? When you change your mind in a way where, you know, you're still hemming and hawing, you're still leaving open a path to go back to Daito Harishona. That's the shaila of the Gemara. That's what the Havamina, that's not called the bittul of the das. So kamash mlon, yes, it is called the bittul of the das, because where you stand right now, you don't plan on using it for zriya or for dugma or for refua. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlin v'nasan ala skufa. Let's say you're carrying food out and you put it on the threshold between your house and the Rosh Hashanah. Bein shechazav el tzion. Whether you're the one that goes and picks it up afterwards and puts it out into the Rosh Hashanah, bein shel tzion acher, or someone else comes and picks it up, puts it into the Rosh Hashanah. Either way, pater. Mnei shalasa melachta basachas. You didn't do the entire malacha at one time. It was done in pieces, obviously. Taking it from the house to the Yiskofa is not a full malacha, and taking it from the Yiskofa to the Rosh Hashanah is not a full malacha. So either way, you didn't do the malacha. Now, the case where you yourself were, brought it back out, I understand the chiddush, because sof kol sof, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. So half plus half equals 1. You did a half of malacha, then you did the other half of the malacha. So I might have had a havam, you know, that you chayiv, that you did the whole malacha. A little more difficult to understand what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that if someone else comes and picks it up from the Yiskofa and takes it out, that you're going to be pater. Of course you're going to be pater. Neither of you did the malacha. So the Mi'iri says, yeah, lozu avzu. That the Mishnah is written in a lozu avzu style. And not only if someone else took it to Rosh Hashanah, are you both pater, but it because the motzi Rosh Hashanah was not the one that was motzi l'Rosh Hashanah, and the motzi l'Rosh Hashanah is not the one that was motzi mi'Rosh Hashanah, but even if the guy himself was the one that was motzi, where one person did it all, even such a thing, just because it rested in the Carmelis, in the meantime, same time, he's still going to be potter because he didn't do the malacha. That's how the Meiri understands. There's no chiddush. The Netziv in Merom Sada says, no, the Tana is telling us that if someone else takes it out, he's potter, but it's still aser. That's the chiddush. That the chiddush is not that it's potter. The chiddush is not that he's not chayiv. The chiddush is that we're using the word potter and we're not saying mutter. That's the chiddush. That even if you motzi to a carmelist, you can it's still going to be aser. Meaning this is the source for the Yisra of Otzah to a Carmelist. So that's how the Netziv writes. So says the Mishnah further, Kupa Shimalea Peros. Let's say you have a basket or a box full of Peros, when a son al Eskufa Chitzone, you put it by the outer edge of the Eskufa. So in a way that most of the Kupa is outside, and it's and a little bit is still in the Rosh Hashiachid. So Afal Pi Sharov Peros Mibachutz, even though the majority of the contents of the box are already outside in the you putter until you bring the entire box outside into the Rosh Hashanah. The Sfasemes raises the question, the Chassam Sofer, a number of the Achronim say, well, wait a second, in Kala Tarakula we say Rubo Kikulo, and over here you have Rov of the box outside, and we're saying, nah, it's not really outside, as long as some of the box is still inside. Whatever happened to Rubo Kikulo? So Sfasemes writes that it's Dafka Bei Hotza'a, where that we say that you need to do a Hotza'a Lagamri, because we learn it from Lachsa Mishkan, and that's the way Hotzah was done. But Einachinami, normally we would say Rubo Kikulo, just not by the Malacha of Hotzah. So says Gemara, Hai Eskufa, Mai. What exactly is the status of the Eskufa that we're talking about in the Mishnah? Ilem Eskufa Rosh Hashanah, if we're talking about an Eskufa that is a Rosh Hashanah, Potter, Hakamapik Mir Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, why would it be that the first guy who carried it from the Rosh Hashanah and put it on the Eskufa would be Potter? That's real Hotzah. El Eskufa Rosh Hashanah. So what, you want to suggest the Eskufa is really Rosh Hashanah? Well, how can you say that you're potter for the second half of the act for taking it from the Yiskufa to the Rosh Hashanah if the Yiskufa is the Rosh Hashanah? Ella Yiskufa Karmelis. Yiskufa must be a Karmelis. It's 3 tvachim high or more, but it's less than 9 tvachim high, and it's 4x4 tvachim wide. Vakam Ashmalan. Taima did nach be Karmelis. Halo nach be Karmelis chayiv. That the only reason you're potter is because it rested in the Karmelis. But if it just passed through a Karmelis, you carried it over the Yiskufa from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, that you'd be chayiv for. And that's a chiddush, because Masnisin, the Loka Ben Azai, it's telling us to go, not like Ben Azai, the Tanya, Amotzi, Mechanos, Leplatya, Derek Stov, if a person takes something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah via a Carmelis, chayiv u Ben Azai poter. Ben Azai says you're going to be poter because you passed a Carmelis in between. That it's only when you go direct from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Ben Azai says you're going to be chayiv. So our Mishnah needs to tell us a chiddush to say not like Ben Azai, Kupa Shimalaya. Then we said if you have a Kupa that's full of Peros, and you put it on the Yeskufa Chitzona, even though Rove of the Peros are Mechutz, your Potter, until you take the entire Kupa out. So this we have Machlokas. Amr Chizkiel Lo Shanu, Ela B'Kupa Mleya Kishun V'Diluin. That's talking about a Kupa that's filled with these long vegetables. You have long zucchinis or something in the box. So even though the majority of each zucchini is outside of the Rosh Hashanah, there's still a minority of each vegetable that's still in the Rosh Hashanah. So there's no full vegetable that is past the threshold. But if it's full of mustard seeds, you fill the whole thing with jelly beans. So each one is tiny. Each one, many of them are already out fully in the Rosh Hashanah. So chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv for the hotzah of those items. It's because the old eged kli is not shmei eged. It's not considered to be a single unit. We look at each item in the kli independently, and many of the contents of the kli are already outside. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu melei chardol, and Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, even if it's melei chardol, it's one big unit. Al Muksavar, Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. We view the entire Kli as one unit. So Amr Abizir Masnisan Lok Khiskia Daiko Lok Rabbi Yochanan Daika. Our mission is against both of them. Kichiskia lo daika to Kataniachi Otsias Kola Kupa. That you're only chayiv if you take the whole thing out, the whole box. Time of the Kola Kupa, Kola Peros Potter. Sounds like if all the Peros are outside, as long as some of the box is inside, you're gonna be Potter. Al Muksavar Eged Kli Shmei Eged. That makes it sound like Eged Kli Shmei Eged. But Krabi Yochanan lo daika, but it doesn't fit that either. Tani, Alpha Bisham Rov Peros Bachutz, that even though Rov of the Peros Bachutz, you're not going to be Chayiv. Taima de Rov Peros, Hakol Peros, Alpha Gavdagi de Kupaka Megavai Chayiv. Sounds like if the entire Peros are Bachutz, then even though some of them are inside, you're going to be Chayiv. Even though some of the box is inside, you're going to be Chayiv. Alma Ksavar Agit Kli Lo Shmegat. Apparently, we don't look at the box as a single unit. The Ela Kasha, so it seems like a Kasha, from within the Mishnah itself. So it says, Chizkiya Metaritz Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan Metaritz Tameh. Each one will be Metaritz L'shita So. Chizkiya Metaritz Tameh, Ad Shiyotzi Es Kol HaKupa, Bamed Var Mamurim, B'Kupa Mleh K'shun V'Diluin. You're only Chayiv when you take the entire Kupa out. That's only if it's full of K'shun V'Diluin, Aval Mleh Achardol, but if it's got mustard seeds, Nasa Kimi Shahotzi Es Kol HaKupa V'Chayiv. We view it as if the entire Kupa is out in your Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Metaritz Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan will tie it up as follows. Aval Pish Rov Peros Bachutz, V'lo Rov Peros Bilvad, El Afilu Kol Peros Potter. Even if all of if the peros are out in their entirety, you're still going to be potter. Achiotzi es kol hakupa, unless the entire box is out. So may say the Gemara challenges hamotzi kupas harochlin. If a person carries out a box full of besam, full of spices, so v'nasan al skufa chitzon, and you put it on the outer threshold, al pi sharov minim bachutz. Even though most of the minim inside are bachutz, potter achiotzi es kol hakupa. You're potter until you bring out the entire kupa. So kasal daitin bitzrari the kashal chizkia. We assume we're talking about that within the kupa, some of the besamim are entirely out. So that's a kashal chizkia. So amla chizkia achamay askinan bor nasi. No, we're talking about long pieces of besamim where some of them, or where a portion of them, are still in. The Gemara brings further rayas, but we're out of time. And just mentioned that there's a fascinating comment in the Tshuva Torah Lashma where he discusses if someone sends on Purim shnei manos within a single kli, is he yotze mishloach manos? Because you need to give shnei manos. But if Eged Kli Shmei Eged, maybe it's all considered one item. So that's an unusual chumrah to assume that you can't give a Mishloach Manos in a single bag to apply the dinim of Shabbos of Eged Kli Shmei Eged even to Mishloach Manos. One of those believe it or not shitos that exists. The Ben Ish Chai is such a shita. Okay, Bez Hashem. Well, tomorrow we don't have shir, but Bez Hashem on Sunday we'll pick up on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Have a great Shabbos,
everybody. Shabbos. Thank you. Have a good job.